my in-laws bought a home 5 minutes from my house. They moved, are moving from Del Webb in Mundelein to a home closer to Northbrook where we live, and my sister-in-law in,
makes sense,
in Deerfield, and my other sister-in-law in Evanston. So okay, it won't take an hour and a half to get to Evanston. You know, they should have bought a helicopter, because to get from Del Webb and Mundelein to Evanston, it's like a whole day trip.
It's a drive.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. 1,700 stoplights. So they bought a home, and they, it needed a new roof, right? Right. You inspected the old roof. They were concerned. You're like, it needs a new roof. And you're going out there this week. They closed yesterday. Dave Schluter helped them. No mortgage needed. Actually, they went to another mortgage guy.
Of course they did. Like yeah. But too close to home.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. They're your in-laws. Makes
They're my
sense.
In-laws. Exactly. I yeah. Already giving them a sure. better, but whatever. It's be great. But you're doing the roof, so thank you. And that just goes to show our listeners that I use the experts on the show. My old house, I needed to seal my basement. I called Roy out. I hadn't known Joel at the time. They did new drain tile, patched the holes before I sold it. Corey came in, fixed the mold challenge I had when I had the leak in my sump pump that Joel put in, and Permaseal put in the basement defender after that, so I didn't have any more holes. Mike came out and is helping my in-laws and everybody that we talk to, and you've done...
I get weekly calls from you.
You get weekly calls,
yeah.
What the hell's going on now?
Sure, yeah.
We've done many big and small jobs from this radio show, sourced from this radio show.
So thank you for taking care of my in-laws. Schluter used them for their legal stuff, so...
I took care of Schluter.
You took care of Schluter,
I'm
too?
Taking care of Schluter's brother.
He does. Is it the brother he likes or doesn't like? Because there's one that he doesn't like at all.
Do you want to say that
on the
radio?
Likes.
Okay. Let's just assume it's the one he likes.
He doesn't like talking about it, so let's not like bring it up.
Wow.
We'll edit it out. Okay. So solar panels, a lot of our listeners, even though there are no tax breaks coming up in the future because of the Trump administration eliminated them before budgetary reasons. It's not a political statement. It's a fact. You're probably not going to be seeing any new jobs going up because that helped offset the cost of the project. But if you have an existing bank of solar panels on your house and you want to do roof jobs, fire away.
So what happened was a lady called, Melanie from Lombard called, and she had a leak. So we go out. We didn't even know there were solar panels on the roof, and we sourced the leak and found where it was leaking from. And lo and behold, under solar panels. We go on the roof, gutter line, we look at the roof. It's the granules are in the gutter, the shingles are curling, there's nail pops. I can't see under the panels because it's, you know, the panels are only 2-3 inches above the roof. And I told her, well, I'm sorry, but you have to take these solar panels off. How old are they? She said, like, 4 years.
Four or 40?
Four.
4 years.
4 years. So the solar panel company obviously did not
inspect the roof,
or
right?
They didn't. They just wanted the business.
Huh.
So if you are considering getting solar panels, and I know a lot of our listeners aren't anymore because the tax incentives have gone away.
Cost.
But
well, they're slowly
there.
Going away.
They're still there.
Right now.
But even if you have solar panels that are 15, 20 years old, you have to take those off in order to replace a roof. You have to take those off in order to replace a leak. Just
sure.
A leak.
Just repair.
And we can't do it. We're not authorized to do that. So you have to hire a solar panel install company, which are becoming more and more hard to find, to come out and take off your solar panels and sort find a leak, do the repair or replacement, and then put the solar panels back on if the solar panels are still good. Now, these four-year-old solar panels are fine.
Of course.
But we can't take them off.
Can she not reach out to that same company that installed
a lot of solar panel companies
oh, for
are
real?
No longer in business.
Yep. In 4 years' time?
Yep. Ever since the incentive, the tax incentive that Dave was talking about went away, a lot of those solar panel companies are gone, but there's still a few that were a little stronger or better structured that are still there, that are still performing the service of removing and reinstalling or replacing or providing new.
There was a guy.
Yeah.
Your father and I had lunch with him at Erie Street Cafe.
Okay.
I know that's a hard stretch for you and, you know, your father, because he always ate there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not a hard stretch. I love that place.
That was a joke. But that was his, November 5th is coming up. Yeah, but that was his office, right?
Yes, it was.
I mean, his three-hour lunches, you go to have lunch with Joe, forget about it. It's an entire afternoon.
Yeah.
We sat with a solar guy. He's like, here's what I want to do. I want you to give us all of your databases, my database and all of MegaPro's database. We're going to market to all of your database our wonderful products, and we're going to give you a 10% finder's fee. And we're going to do all this, this, that, and the other thing. And I look at him, and he's like, what do you think? I'm like, Joe, you want to go first? Yeah. Joe's like, not a chance in hell. I go, exactly. And then he goes, what about, he goes, and you, Dave, I go, you refer to Joe Hogle. I'm like, there's no shot.
Yeah.
There's no shot. Your father got a bad feeling for this guy. Yeah. I got a bad feeling for this guy. Yeah, I'm going to turn over every single person that Team Hochberg
that
is loaned for.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
that trusted us to do their mortgage, and that trusted Mega to do whatever they had.
Correct.
You know, Mega do home improvements and additions. Yeah, we're like, yeah, that's a hard no. Strong pass.
So Mike, how do you help this customer then? So
I have a source.
Okay.
To go out there and remove the solar panels and put them back on. So she had,
and it's two steps. It's got to be, right? So I'm pulling
expensive.
The panels off. Got to coordinate with your team. When are they doing the shingles? And then coordinate back permit inspection, shenanigans. When you say expensive, like $1,500, so like $3,000.
$8,000.
Wow.
It's disconnecting all the solar panels.
Well, sure.
If we're replacing the roof, you have to take off all the brackets, put the brackets back on, maybe even new brackets, put the solar panels back up, electrically connect.
That's unbelievable.
We got to take a quick break. We're super late for the next break. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Mike, what's the best way to do it?
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.